Lawrence. We're having a lot of fun at school, and we're doing hard work in school. I'm Rod. And Florence is nice, and that girl's nice. You know it's a girl. Florence? Well, that's the boy. Florence. She's a nice girl. She's name is Florence. My dad and parents are, they got me a new train wheel bike, and I know how to ride a bike. And I have my room painted. And then my grandpa tripped over the table, and he has some crutches now. And there, Carl and Florence are real nice. I'm all done.
Hi, Carl and Florence. This is Mike. It's May 2nd, Sunday. Larry and I climbed the third flat iron a couple of weeks ago, and we climbed to the top, and he taught me different signals and stuff. And then we got to the top, and I could see everywhere. Almost everywhere in Colorado, we could see Denver, Boulder, could see all the lakes and around. And then we rappelled off the back. And the first cliff was great big, and then the second was real small. And then when we got to the bottom, we had a long, long walk from big boulders and dirt that would slip easy. It was about 2 miles. And then we rode home. We didn't ride home yet. We went to McDonald's. And Larry ordered a Big Mac and a Big Cheese. And he ordered a fries and milkshake, vanilla. I ordered a vanilla milkshake, one Big Mac, and an order of fries. And then we went home. And then after that, we just goofed around and stuff, played. And then we started up a fort, fixed it up and stuff. And then today, this Sunday, we made up our fort, and we cleaned it out and put our blanket in for a rug. And we did, and we just cleaned it up and stuff. And I'm staying with Grandpa now. I had fun. We had donuts this morning and oatmeal. Grandpa didn't have oatmeal. He had tea and donuts. And I had oatmeal, glass of milk, and then some donuts. And then we stopped by Safeway. Then we stopped by Safeway and we bought some more donuts to bring back to our house. And then we just played, didn't do much, and I went swimming today. Had fun. I swam for about 2 or 3 hours. And I guess that's about it.
Dear Carl, this is Wednesday, May the 12th, and it's now 2 p.m. I have a date to meet Mary Reamer over at the Resolve Theater at 2:30, so this will be a quickie. But I did want to get my taped to her so that she can take it back to the village and give it to someone to hand carry. I really don't have any news because I just told you goodbye Monday, but I know you'll be very anxious to receive this tape from Lou. I was sorry that it didn't come while you were here. I received it Tuesday afternoon. It sure was nice to hear from Lou, and I was real surprised that he wants to come to Manila and visit with us. I'm sure you will be happy to have him here, and maybe you can take him back to Vietnam with you, and he can spend a few days there. Well, like I said, I don't have too much news. I came home Monday from the airport and was real tired and sleepy, so I got the Stars and Stripes and laid down on the bed, thought I would read a little while and then take a nap. I just got down and the telephone rang. It was Judy Wiseman. She wanted me to go to Seafront with her and have lunch. So I got dressed and we went down to Seafront and had lunch, and then she went shopping. I didn't have anything to buy. Didn't get home till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I was really tired Monday night, so I went to bed about 7:30, and of course, Tuesday morning I woke up about 5. And let's see, then Helen called me in the morning and invited me to go to Seafront with her and Joe for lunch. I had written a letter to Ruby asking her if she could get you some new glasses, so that's one reason I went to Seafront with them, so I could mail her letter. Last night I went to bed about 8:30, woke up again this morning about 5. I guess I'm going to have to break that habit. I don't know how, but I just can't get up that early and go all day long. I called Mary Sue Daigle this morning to see if Fred was still here, because I sure didn't see him down at the airport, and I thought maybe he had stayed a couple of extra days, but she said that he left Monday. The reason I called to ask her, I thought maybe he would take this tape right to you. While I was talking with her, she said that she was going to come to Bentre over Memorial Day, so I'll have some company this time when I visit with you. I also received a letter from your sister Lorraine Monday afternoon, so I'll read it to you. I won't make any comments, honey. I'll just read it word for word. It's dated May the 6th, 1971. I think I told you I sent her a purse, so here's her letter. My dear Florence and Carl, I got the purse and I am so pleased about it. It is beautiful and I am happy that you thought of me. Thank you. I haven't heard from anyone, but you know they don't think of me, and I don't feel that I have any family that care, all but Phyllis. I don't think that anyone knows just what a bad time Earl had with this stroke, or perhaps they don't know what a massive stroke is. He will never be well and is half blind. His eyes are paralyzed. This has left him with a bad heart and epilepsy, and is under medication all of the time. That means that I have to do all of the thinking and decision making, have to drive all the time, take him to the doctors and to church, and lead him when he is in a strange place. Have to see that he is fed the right things and remind him all the time to do what he has to do. I have done this with love and patience, but you know I do get a little tired too, as I am 65 years old this month. This has been real hard on me, so I don't have time to myself to do the things I would like to do. When I get some of the other things done, I get up at 5 a.m., as now, to write this to you. I am telling you this in a way to explain to you why I don't write to everyone as I did in the past. Elvira is having a big thing for Dad on this Sunday, and everyone in the whole U.S. was invited but me. I heard of it from Oregon. That selfish, self-centered SOB wrote and said nothing but about her insipid grandchildren, and half of those people I don't know or care about, and she didn't even ask how Earl was. I am so disgusted that I don't even write. I think I will call Dad and wish him happy birthday, but I don't think he cares whether I do or not. She is having this on Sunday, I hear, and you know that is Mother's Day. We are going down to Phyllis's for the weekend and will probably stay until about Thursday. I have to take Earl to the doctor's down there, as that is the place he goes for the cancer on his face. He has another one starting, but I don't think they will do anything about it, as he is not fit for surgery now, and it just has to wait. These are malignant and have to come out eventually, but we'll see that his blood pressure is all right and that his medication is adequate. We don't have very good doctors up here, and I don't trust them too much. Guess I am too used to the ones I know. But we have a nice time with Phyllis, though she is busy most of the time. We feel comfortable there, and it is good for Earl to get out as much as I can get him out. We see Scots too when we are there, as they move just up the road from Phyllis at Pleasanton. They got a new house there and both are retired. She misses her work and the contact with people, but Scott goes on just the same, bowling every day or so, and looking at his TV, cussing the kids of the modern age, and hates the long hair and the modern music. He thinks that they all should be stood up and mowed down with a machine gun. What a guy. Nell is just the same, though, and she is just like a sister to me. We have had a real bad winter here and lots of snow and rain. It is just now clearing up, and I hope that the rains will stop and we will have some clear weather for a while. When it does, it will be real hot, as in our mountains at Colorado, but that is the way I like it. Have you heard from Lou? Poor Lou. He came to see us as he was interested to know how Earl is, and I felt so sorry for him. He has had such a bad disease and has lost about 3/4 of his fingers and isn't well at all. I haven't heard since he went home, as he can't write, and I guess Carol just has too much to do. Larry said that he would come up and see us again, but haven't heard from him. He loves the mountains and said that he liked our place and would be back. He misses his mother too. Haven't heard from Ruby either for some time. She usually keeps me posted, but she hasn't been on the job lately, and we haven't heard since Christmas. Well, I don't hear much, so don't know much, only my own business, and that sounds like misery. But it isn't more than I can handle as long as I stay well. Earl sends his love and said, tell Sis not to forget me. I may take him up to Phyllis's place in Oregon this summer, if he is able to stand the trip. The trips are hard on him, and he tires easily, so we have to stop and rest on any trip of distance. About here to Phyllis's is 135 miles, and that is about all he can take in one jaunt. Well, this is the day I take him to church, so we'll have to get myself ready and then get him ready, so we'll close. Florence, I am real pleased to hear from you, and thank you so much for the bag. It is lovely, and so are you. Always, love, Lorraine and Earl. Well, honey, that's the letter from your sister, Lorraine. And like I said, I don't have any news other than I love you and miss you like the dickens. Of course, I always do when you leave. It just seems real lonesome around this apartment without you. I hope you had a nice trip back to Ben Tray. I hope that you found everything going well on the job. I'm a little curious to hear about Mr. Toon, if he's still with you or not. I hope so, because I think he helps you a lot. And I hope that you put in for me to come and visit you on Memorial Day. And I'll send you another tape Sunday, because I think Mr. Parker is probably going back on Monday, and he will be going down to Four Corps and probably drop it off in Canto. So, honey, I'll say goodbye, and I love you with all my heart. Be good and be kind and take care of yourself. Don't get too skinny. And I'll talk to you again. I love you, Carly. Goodbye.